Good morning, Faith Cumberland Presbyterian Church in America. This is Pastor Tony. Let us now give our hearts and minds to God in worship, praise, meditation, confession, and service. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name. For the Lord is good, and his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. A moment to reflect. As we watch the news happening across the nation, there seems to be some kind of devaluing of human life, individuals being gunned down in cold blood. Why is the value, respect, honor, and sanctity of life not being practiced? The Bible says, "What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou dost care for him? Yet thou hast made him a little less than God, and dost crown him with glory and honor." Much of the time, we could be more concerned about our public appearance than about the people with whom God has chosen to put in our lives. You can be sure if God feeds the birds of the air and adorns the lilies of the field, then God's care for mankind is nothing less. As a matter of fact, God's care goes beyond all other loves. In creation, we see God speaking many things into existence: trees, plants, animals, fish, the moon, sun, and stars. But when creating human life, it was as though he rolled up his sleeves and got his hands involved, forming man from the dust of the ground when fashioning woman from a rib taken out of the man's side. Should we be surprised when we see tender-hearted Jesus reaching out to the poor, the weak, the oppressed, and the helpless? Jesus dirtied his hands with people that others would consider to be of less value than the other things in their lives. Scripture shows us every life is precious to him, to be treated with great care, affection, and compassion. Do your affections imitate the affections God showers on mankind? Pray that affection for one another return to our nation. Reflecting on the times we live in today, it's like the world is having birth pangs. Almost daily accounts of gun violence. There is rioting and protests and destruction. There is serious talk of inevitable war between the superpowers in the world. Recall the words of Jesus, "I have said this to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." The truth is, we live in a fallen world that brings trials, pain, wounds to everybody. Although the details differ from person to person, we all will suffer harm of some kind and likely many times along the way. Consider this. The outcome of our lives is not determined by what happens to us or how others treat us, but by how we respond to the hard things of life. We are affected by painful situations that are the fabric of our lives, but circumstances of life will never control your outcome nor your destiny. Some want to blame others for the predicament we find ourselves, but we must place the burden of responsibility on ourselves. It's vital that we put the blame where blame belongs, otherwise we will stall in our spiritual journey. We must realize, as children of God, His grace is sufficient for every situation. This means we are not victims. Because of this biblical truth, we are free to rise above and move on beyond whatever may have been done to us, to release those who have wronged us, and to become God's vessel of grace, reconciliation, and redemption in the lives of others who are hurting. Father God, the creator of life, author of faith, provider of salvation, we come to lift up our hands in humble worship. You are the God of our blessings, the source of saving knowledge, the reservoir of all wisdom, and the fountain from which living waters flows through our souls. Oh God, you are all we need in this moment. And every moment after, we are your dear little lambs, ever in need of being guided to the light of Jesus. We wander off when left to our own devices. We are slow to learn from yesterday's failures. We blindly walk into traps after traps. Teach us, O God, to follow after Jesus in all we do, to obey His voice alone, and to seek comfort only in Jesus. Help us, O God, to keep striving forward to Christ, who awaits for us at the gates of heaven. On the way to heaven, O God, we find ourselves in the deep valleys of weariness, despair, and uncertainty. We find ourselves in storm after storm. Help us to climb from the valley of pain, disappointment, hurt, and rejection. Help us not to ever lose the sense of your presence, Lord Jesus. Help us to climb to the hilltop of salvation where the glory of the Lord welcomes persevering saints. Help us, O God, to reject those things that keep us wandering in the dark valley. O God, we confess our sins hurls us into the depths of anguish and doom. We confess the sins that keep us from walking by faith, but instead lead us to turn from the Lord. We confess violating the principle of love. We confess our unholy thoughts, our pride, envy, and malice. Oh God, give us a mind to get immersed in doing the spiritual things that breaks the chains of our habitual sin. We plead the blood of Jesus, oh God, that we may be washed from the filth of lingering sin. Oh God, lead us into living as holy disciples of the King of Kings. Let us not forget it was Jesus who died for us. Let us not forget the Lord Jesus never turns away a contrite heart. Let us ever be mindful our words and deeds either speaks well of our Lord Jesus or we show ourselves as unruly disciples. Oh God, Give us a redeeming testimony wherever we go. Give us a word from the Lord to share with those who cross our path. And put a song of praise in our heart to answer the ill circumstances of human living. Oh God, thank you for all that you do for Faith Cumberland Presbyterian Church in America. Bless our denomination and all our churches. Turn your fountain of spiritual blessings upon us. Let your blessings, O God, flow in every household. May your blessings wash away every threat of evil. May your blessings wash away any bitterness that lingers among us. May your blessings wash away all spite. May your blessings, O God, of unity, affection, kindness, and labors of love speak for us at the end of the day. O God, we desire to be a unified church and a church known to extend the love of God to everybody. May the truth of God be our daily guide, and may the reverence of the Lord be found in every household. O God, look on our nation with compassion and divine favor. Let your love overwhelm us throughout the land. Visit the governing halls and endow your wisdom on our leaders. Bring our divided nation together to again declare the goodness of the Lord. How blessed is the nation who declares the Lord as her God. May your churches rise in the land to be spiritual priests that your kingdom may prevail. O God, we intercede for the sick and those residing in the rest homes. May your presence be the medicine that brings speedy recovery. May your presence, O God, be the calming influence in the midst of the resident patients. We pray for special blessings for all medical staff and all caretakers, O God. These need your presence, guidance, and strength to carry on their ministry in the Lord. Comfort the bereaved, O God, as they mourn their painful loss. Embrace them, Lord Jesus. Remind them all you are the resurrection of life. Renew in them the hope of reuniting with their departed loved ones. Thank you for hearing our prayer. We are grateful for answered prayers, for we know every prayer is heard. Let us not forget, your thoughts toward us is our peace in the midst of change. Now, Father God, let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable to you, O God. In Jesus' name, amen. For a few moments, let's consider this meditation theme, hearing God in the midst of change. God is calling for change in our worship of Him. God is calling for change in how we treat and care for one another. God is calling for change in our lifestyle. But when God speaks to us about change, He does not speak in secret. Do you not hear God when He speaks, or do you choose to ignore Him, pretending you don't hear Him? Your living in peace depends on hearing God and adjusting your life as He directs. But the devil does not want us to hear, listen, or obey God. The devil wants chaos, more chaos, and chaos 24/7. So the battle is on. We sing the song, I am on the battlefield for my Lord, and I promised Him that I would serve Him until I die. I am on the battlefield for my Lord. But where is this battlefield? Who is the enemy? How big is the enemy's army? What is the enemy's weakness? How do we defeat this enemy? Simply put, the devil is the enemy, and the battlefield is your heart. The enemy can only be defeated by your hearing and obeying God. Until your last breath, you will fight a zillion battles against the devil. At times, the battlefield can be quiet and calm. Just as the devil declared war on God, the devil wars against you within your heart. The battlefield is where the spiritual explosions occur. On the battlefield of your heart is where the casualties occur. The battlefield is not a playground. The Bible says, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. It is the heart where spiritual change occurs. What does the battlefield look like in real life? We know the devil prowls about among the saints, seeking whom he may kill and destroy. The reality is, the devil is not the sole source of our problems. The devil exploits us as we undergo change. The battle we fight is endless change. We live in a rapidly constant changing world. Change occurs around us and within us. We tell our spouses, "You have changed since I married you." Love grows cold, and we hurt when we feel alienated. Too much change around and within us makes us feel anxious, lost, confused, and unstable. In such times, God comes alongside to be a calming influence. God always discloses Himself in a relevant way so we can converse with Him personally. How did God get Moses' attention? Without a word from God, we would wander through life blindly. But God is personal and always speaks to our spirits. Trust me, God never has a problem getting your attention. The background text for our theme today is Exodus chapter 3. Let's look at a portion of it. In Exodus chapter 3, starting at verse 2, reads, "And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt. And when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, Moses, Moses. And he said, Here am I. Amen. Understand, whenever God speaks to you, you are in the midst of change. Here's the deal. God speaks out to Moses. God was responding to the Israelites' afflictions at the hands of the Egyptians. God informs Moses of a call for spiritual change in himself and in Egypt. Moses is expected to make personal changes in his life to be in harmony with God's will. No doubt, Moses' faith is stretched to the limit in hearing God and obeying God. When God compels us to change, like Moses, we react with self-doubt, fear of failure, and a sense of inadequacy. So, we are content to keep living by the same old habits because change scares us. Moses replied to God with three objections: self-doubt, fear of rejection and failure, and a sense of inadequacy. Moses didn't think he could face Pharaoh, But God answered, I will be with you. Moses feared that the Israelites would reject him and he would ultimately fail. Moses told God, I am slow of tongue. I can't convince a royal king such as Pharaoh to listen to me. When God comes to us as he did with Moses, we react the same way. Bottom line, we really don't want to do what God demands of us. When God speaks to us, he has already provided the way for you to obey him, to complete the spiritual task he gives you. The key to hearing God is diligently seeking God's guidance as a daily affair. Too often we seek God only when trouble erupts. At times, we see no need to seek God. After all, God gave us 5 senses to relate and survive in this world. We can be too self-dependent on our own abilities and wisdom, so why bother God? In such cases, many miss hearing God because they have no need for God, so they see no need for religion. Know this, the next time you feel inadequate in dealing with troubling change, it's because you are. God's remedy is for us to present ourselves as a living sacrifice to God. Whatever painful change you are dealing with, God is speaking, but are you listening? We go through many changes. Some changes are initiated by God, as when God called Moses into service. Some changes slam into us when we are struggling with trials, persecutions, or afflictions. Some changes come as a result of our sinful ways. When we are consumed with change, how do we deal with self-doubt, fear of rejection and failure, and our sense of inadequacy? What is common in whatever changes we contend with every day is listening for God as he speaks, hearing his voice, and precisely obeying him. 3 points. First, God speaks so as to remind us he is real and near in our change. God speaks often because we are too busy running to and fro, trying to live large, but not before God. Much of the time we are content on living life by trial and error. Do you expect God to advise you in your daily circumstances? If not, you are living by your own wisdom. Why do we make so many wrong decisions in life? Are we not the people of God who are led by the Spirit of God? When we are lax in doing the things of God, such as fellowship, praying, meditating on the Word, then we will indeed lose our passion to walk with God and have him as our intimate Father in our life. Why are we so content on not being committed to God? Listen for God, expecting to hear his still small voice. This is the first step in hearing God in the midst of change. God says in Scripture that he always speaks. As a matter of fact, God says he has not spoken in secret. Second, God is ever speaking so as to receive an invite into our daily affairs. In other words, God does not intrude into our affairs against our will. The truth is, many want God in their lives, but on their own terms. They want God to stand by until they see the need for his counsel. God speaks often to guide us into holy living. Only as we strive to live upright do we enjoy God's presence. Our fellowship and communion with God is severed when we insist on having our way. God gives us his Holy Spirit to live within us so as to war against our sinful tendencies, making it impossible to enjoy sin as a people of faith. When the Holy Spirit is able to wean us off the sinful things of the world, we will indeed hear God. God speaks often to remind us that battlefield changes are not ours alone. By inviting God to participate in our change, we become formidable partners with God in battling sin and temptation. Third, God speaks to ever remind us of his power to bring into effect spiritual change. God speaks often to our specific troubles, but we can be stubborn in depending on our own strength, wisdom, and human abilities to help us cope and work through our problems. God speaks to reassure us no power on earth can defeat us or is outside of his help. We must learn to listen for God and not be so manipulated by circumstances. Recall Jesus prayed to the Father on our behalf before going to the cross. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but that thou shouldest keep them from the evil. God speaks to our individual situations in answer to Jesus' prayer. Evil shall not defeat the saints for whom Jesus died for, prayed for, and now mediates for as our high priest. My friends, take this with you. God speaks often so as to eliminate excuses that we are not hearing him. Consider God's words, and it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer, and while they are yet speaking, I will hear. If you want to hear God, then all it takes is to take God at his word. God cannot lie. God says he will answer. If you don't hear God, why do you suppose that is? Could it be you fail to truly believe God? Could it be you fail to act on his promises? You must understand God sees your need before you do. He knows the answer before you ever ask the question. Don't blame God if you don't hear him in the midst of your troubling changes. Father God, we thank you for your grace. Teach us to listen for your still, small voice. Give us a mind to consult you as we contend with our troubling changes. We ask for these moments of worship and reflection to be planted in the good soil of our hearts. May the seed of your word blossom in us into an abundant spiritual harvest for thy glory. In Jesus' name, amen.